Well, hello, Audio Boo. This is Peggy. I'm still not used to this thing not doing its start recording tone. Anyway, I'm sitting here in the backyard. Sweetie just ate her evening food. I can't figure out this dog's appetite. I always thought dogs, the minute you put their food down, they dove for their bowl and they gobbled it up, and she doesn't do that. Sometimes she'll eat right away. Sometimes she'll want to play or just do other stuff. And eventually she may get around to eating, or she may not. We put the food down later and maybe she'll eat some of it, or maybe she'll eat all of it. I just can't figure out. But anyway, I put her food down when I got home from work at 5-something. And finally she ate it at about 8:45. So we came out. I thought, well, let her come out one last time before bed. And the crickets were cricking, so I thought, well, I'll just turn on Audio Boo and make a little boo for you guys. Dan's inside watching TV, and Sweetie's lying on the ground out here. I guess she doesn't have to go potty or anything.
Do you have to go potty? Do you?
She's just kind of lying around. Anyway, so not a whole lot new, just having fun with our puppy doggie. It's so cool. She is leash trained now and absolutely loves to go for walks. For those of you who follow my check-ins on Foursquare, you know that every morning we walk with her to work and then she walks back home with Dan, which is cool because we didn't know if she, you know, because she doesn't really like him when we're here at home. She just kind of just really doesn't doesn't give a rat's whatever, you know, about him, and just tries to kind of stay away from him. But she'll walk home with him, and he gives her a treat when they get home, and he can pet her when she's on the leash, and she likes that. And then in the evening, she likes to sit on the couch. She gets on the back of the couch and watches TV with us, and there she is, shaking her doggy body, scratching herself, actually. And so, you know, she's just really settling right in, trying to teach her not to bark at Dan. If I'm in a room and Dan comes in, she's not always too thrilled about that. So sometimes she'll start to bark, and I'm teaching her not to bark at Grandpa, huh, sweetie? So anyway, I just wanted to turn this on because we had crickets and nice little California summer noises. Oh, she's doing her backwards sneezing or whatever it's called. I call it snarfling. You're going to sniff the telephone. The cell phone. You're going to sniff that. Say hi to all the people in Audio Boo Land. Yes. And so, we get up in the morning. I get up and I bring her outside and then I put her food out and we play and she eats and we play and, you know, just kind of carry on a little bit. And then I exercise and then we walk to work, and she's just a fun little girl. So she's about due for a haircut, though. Her hair is getting very, very shaggy. I'm trying to see if she's going to do any more sniffing, or she might. Nope, she's just sitting on the patio scratching herself. That's the thing, she really scratches a lot. I don't know if she's got dry skin or allergies or what, but she does a lot of scratching her body, huh? And, anyway, I don't know a whole lot. Just felt like turning on the old Audio Boo. Maybe I'll see if we can go back inside and I will upload this thing. I'm trying to think if there's anything I haven't shared. Probably shared anything there is worth sharing in my very quiet little life. So I guess I will send this on its merry little way. Hope you guys are all having a nice evening. Those who are still up, those who aren't, I hope you are having a nice rest. And talk to you later. Whoops, where am I? Uh-oh.
5 minutes, 5 minutes, and 8 seconds. Pause recording.
Pause recording. Here we are. Okay. Bye-bye.